question I've been particularly excited for, and again, I'm fighting this urge to give a far too long an introduction, but it's been one of the great pleasures of this whole process. In times that we've been at certain lulls in physiomatics, is it worth it, and the controversies that we've hit, there's been certain moments that really punctuate that journey, and one of them was hearing from a guy on Twitter called Kenyan Physio, and little known to me, but little known to him at the time, but was at a time in which it was genuinely just did not feel worth the hassle. And I heard of just a few messages that were coming through of enthusiasm about, just at first it was just that they were listening, so just the thought of that reaching Kenya was just cool. And then, I of course, followed him on Twitter, and I get a direct message saying, thank you for following me back, really good. And so I got a little bit more information. Then we had a Skype conversation in which I just wanted to understand it a little more, in which Martin then explained to me a little bit about what our messages and the conversation we were having on social media and things were doing and what he was doing with them. And it blew my mind. And to be honest, I was running on fumes, and it just gave me the acceleration to get to a next step. And we're not going anywhere anytime soon. And it's in part because I hope you can see I'm struggling to. It really did mean a lot to me. So before I start choking up, it's a great pleasure to introduce my friend Martin.
Thank you guys for having me. Thanks, Doug, for giving me the opportunity to come to the UK. It's very difficult to get to the UK from Africa. I can attest to that. So yeah, they ask you all sorts of questions. Are you going to go back? Yeah, definitely I'll go back home. I'm really proud to be Kenyan. Yeah, so this is like a baptism of fire, but it's really cold, so I don't really feel the heat. So what I'm going to talk about is a good African story. So that's Africa. We associate with lions. They're cute. They're big pets, but you cannot pet them. These are the people that don't like to be touched. So now, why a good African story? Because a lot of the stories from Africa are portrayed by the media, not usually that exciting, right? So, kama sisi basi ni nani, kama sio sasa basi ni lini. This is Kiswahili, so you can go on Google Translate and, you know, social media, try to translate that and see how it comes out. But it means, if not us, then who? If it's not now, then when? So that's, I think Adam said it better than I did in the video, short video of Reformers Plus Skeletto. So who am I? I want to say that I'm an orthopedic manual therapist. Yeah, because I went through the training. There's a training that I'm going to talk about as we move on that I went through. That, you know, it took a lot of my time, so I am one. But I'm I think I want to say I'm a warrior. I am original. There are 42 tribes in Kenya, and different cultures. You know, we can be 42 people in the same room, and if we start speaking our languages, we won't really understand each other whatsoever. I'm from the we're River Lake Nilots, but that's me dressed in Messiah regalia, and that's a spear. So this is how we hunt. Now, these days people hunt with guns. And we were talking today earlier with Adam and Eric about bows and arrows. So that they were saying that the arrows are a little bit different. Like, they move at speeds that it's not controlled by the velocity at reach, or rather the force that reach you let the arrow go. But it's kind of like sophisticated. This is us. We went to treat the Maasai people within their setup. So you don't have treatment beds, you don't have complicated ultrasound machines, and what else do we have? For the MRI machines and X-ray machines. So you have to work with what you have. Yeah. But I promote and I love the physical therapy profession so much that I feel there's a need for the African physical therapists to get to what the world, you know, or rather the world standards of physical therapy. So that's me. Physiotherapy in Africa and the focus on Kenya. That's me trying to look really smart. But that's the Kenyan flag. And physiotherapy in Kenya started 52 years ago. That's 1966. It started at a diploma course. So we were physical therapy aides, aides to orthopedic surgeons, you know, kind of like reducing fractures and all that. We do have an estimated 2,500 physiotherapists. This may change according to whoever mentions it. Now, we have a governing body, but not all the physical therapists who finish school end up registering or end up doing physical therapy. Why? Because a lot of us are frustrated, like, you know, the students, what really is physical therapy? What do we do? What is our role in the healthcare? Especially if you come from a place where they still use hot pots, you know, ultrasound. You get a referral from the doctor, it says, it has writings on them saying, do traction, do IRR. How many people? The students in here. Do you know what IRR means? No. Who remembers what IRR was?
Infrared,
yeah. Yeah? So we still use infrared, and the doctor kind of clearly states that you're going to treat this patient using this means. So what happens is patient walks into the clinic and hands you a piece of paper. Starts, you know, they change their clothes and then they lay on the bed. So there is no element of history taking. You know, there's no element of a subjective exam. It's, you know, so you're literally trained as clinicians, yeah. And then Kenya is represented in the WCPT by the Kenya Society of Physiotherapists, of which I'm a member in good standing. According to the CPT today, still, there are only 249 physiotherapists in Kenya, if you look at their website. So I'm wondering, when was it last updated? And then just recently, we formed the Physical Therapy Council for Kenya to, like, a governing body, like the CSP, to kind of, like, really track. Because in Kenya, a personal trainer, a masseuse, even doctors can call themselves physiotherapists, so it's interesting. So what's the level of education? So the initial training in Africa was a certificate course. We were trained as physiotherapy aides, as I mentioned. And then later African PTs, most of the really good therapists had some training outside of Africa. South Africa has, over the years, really grown in terms of physical therapy service. Ghana, Nigeria. Nigeria actually has the Americans call themselves doctors of physical therapy. So in Africa, we do have doctors of physical therapy. So I guess the UK, why don't you start calling yourselves doctors of physical therapy as well? So several Africans, African universities started the BSc program, which is the bachelor's program. And then we do have a few master's and PhD programs in Kenya. In South Africa, in Ghana, in Nigeria, probably Egypt. And then some African countries now have a DPT entry level and or are advocating for it. Egypt, for example, Nigeria and Ethiopia. We may have one in Kenya soon, hopefully. So the scope of practice of PT in Kenya varies. This I kind of pulled out from the WCPT website. So what is the relationship between this and how we practice physiotherapy in Kenya? So we've tried. There are a group of therapists who really want to grow, who really want to learn, and want to find better ways of helping their patients. Just not, you know, the ultrasound. Because when I was straight out of school, when you went for your rotations within the hospitals, you had a patient file. So this is a patient with low back pain, and I was wondering, what is it that is in this file? Why is this file so big? And then I looked at the file, and all it said was, patient has lumbago. We did hot pucks, ultrasound, tense machine, and traction. Okay. So then I asked the patient, why do you keep coming? You know, like, how do you usually feel after a physiotherapy session? Well, it feels good, but the moment I step out of the hospital, I still have my problems. So I still keep coming, because there's people believe in hope that I'm going to get better at some point. But the therapist didn't know what to do. Like, what are we supposed to do? If you get a referral from the doctor, sometimes you're trying to get a subjective history. So now I'm trained differently. And you have a patient in front of you and you ask, tell me your story. So this is the new subjective exam. Tell me your story. Patient goes like, the doctor already told you my story. The doctor knew, why don't you know? And then I'm like, okay, I'll figure it out. Yeah, so we still have challenges of, you know, how does the referral system work, and, you know, what do we look into? We do lack proper leadership. I'm not afraid to say this. It's the WCPT. We had a conference in Kenya just a few days before I came here. And the WCPT mentioned a lack of leadership within the African physical therapists in different countries. Kenya was one of them. But we're stepping up, that's why I'm here. You know, we have delays in implementation of policies. So we have so you can have a good idea, and like, we know that there's evidence based and it exists. So you go to policymakers and say, hey, there's something out there that actually works, and then you're told, you know, give us some time, you know, and you know, you take 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, up to 10 or 15 years, just waiting for people to decide on what's the best way to go. And then we have organizational entropy as well. So there are a lot of things that are happening in Kenya that doesn't really help in terms of growth. And we also have a lot of differences in the cultural aspects. So now they say if you want to hide something from an African, hide it in a book. Not anymore. We do read. So I'm presenting to you a different breed of Africans who actually read stuff. So we are trying to bridge the gap and improve levels of learning in Kenya as well. Social media, so this is where it all began. I joined social media to connect with different PTs from around the world. I'm sure there is a lot of PTs in this room who've gotten an email from me or some sort of message saying, hey, how do you do these things? Or saying, thanks for what you do. Because it has really helped us. The Physio Matters podcast. The Physio Matters podcast was like class for me. So every time the Physio Matters podcast was coming on, I either looked for a very quiet room, and I had notebooks, you know? So I was writing down everything that was being said. The research that, Jack and the rest of the team posted on there was like a classroom for me. Because I was trying to figure out how best do I help my patients and how do I get information. So that was where it all began. Now this is a research from Charles Wankel on social media. So a lot of people are questioning, what is this social media thing? Students are learning. People are learning from social media. Your patients are learning from social media, right? So patients walk into your clinic and say, I have low back pain with sciatica. And then, how do you know that? I Googled it, right? So I've always used social media as a platform for growth in my profession. And I met people like Jack Chu. This is reasons I wake up at 4 a.m. in the morning sometimes. But this was one of the reasons for me waking up at 4 a.m. in the morning. So we've had different growth platforms that I've always kind of looked into. So the NAF Physio podcast, Adam Meekins, I use cuss words, a few of them. So, but my mom is a physical therapist, she's a woman I really respect, and she's the reason I'm here today. So I will not use cuss words right here, but I use them in different setups. And then Healthy, Wealthy, and Smart. So I give tribute to all the PTs who've had podcasts out there that have some information, or rather physical therapies on Twitter. Roger Carey is one of them, and I think Roger was the first physical therapist that I followed, and Adam on Twitter. So these are different platforms that I also encourage my students, or other students who are in the program, to go onto such podcasts to look for information, because there's a lot of work that goes into creating those podcasts, and I want to encourage all of you guys who do that to keep doing what you're doing, because you have the ability to change people's perception. So in Kenya, what happens is I am trained. There's science in whatever I say, but then you have a traditional healer, and you also have a pastor or a priest. Yeah. So you're fighting between religious beliefs, traditional beliefs, and science. So we have to look for a happy medium in between all this. So I'm telling my patient. So these are some of the conversations that I have with my patient. So you believe that God is going to take away the cancer that you have. So I believe that too. So what we do is Moses went up Mount Sinai, right? That was some serious level of physical activity. Right? So it's to get the Ten Commandments, right? So that's, I'm like, if you need to kind of like really help yourself heal, you need to do some form of exercise. So those are some of the conversations that I have with my patients. And I'm like, I'm not saying that you stop using the traditional medicine. You know, just put it on hold for a bit. Go see your doctor. He'll prescribe. So now, the doctor was given knowledge by God, right? So, just think about it, yeah? So, the different conversations that we, you know, it's a different setup from what you guys are, you know, the fights that you guys are having with manual therapy, hands on, hands off. So there's a message of hope. Despite the numerous challenges faced by the physiotherapy fraternity in Kenya in regard to education, there's a lot of growth. So we've been champions of that growth, helping people to understand and removing the frustrations from the physical therapists who've been practicing for a long time and, you know, didn't have a clue what to do. How do I help my patient? Where do I get the information from? Research is expensive. And right now I'm in the aspect of encouraging Kenyans to produce research, to talk about something. Because if you do not talk about what you know, then how will the world know about it? You know, so, we've made great strides, which I'm going to show you. So this is the journey so far. We started advanced training in Kenya in 2011. This was in a higher diploma program that was in conjunction with Kenya Medical Training College, which is where I trained, and Richard Jackson Foundation. And I joined the second cohort of that training. And through this training, most of the things that Jack and whoever came onto the podcast was saying kind of made sense. So I was smarter than everybody else in the room by virtue of listening to Jack and most of the people that came onto the podcast. So I was asking a lot of questions. And but then, you know, because I had an idea already before I sat in class what was happening. So this is the Richard Jackson Foundation, and so far we've graduated a number of therapists. We have like 80 orthopedic manual therapists. So they don't just provide manual therapy techniques or other procedures to patients, they clinically reason through what they do. There's a research on that you can go read. It's the development of a postgraduate orthopedic manual therapy residency program in Kenya. And then we've had, so social media made me get different therapists who are good at what they do into Kenya to teach. So this is us in the Maasai land. This is Dr. Elijah Freeman. You guys know what N is equals to 1. That's Roger Carey, pretty much kind of like started to talk about N is equals to 1. Each and every patient is individual and unique. So that's pretty much the story that's in there. And met Dr. Elita and somebody at least who knew Roger Carey in real life. So, and then we had guys from Taiwan come to help train. And this was a class that a group of physicians, so we love to learn. This one is my mom. Do you see where I get my smile? Yes, I get it from my mom. And she's a physical therapist. She was my first mentor as a PT, so a tribute to her. And then PT reviewer, this is also met Rich. This is Richard Severin. He's the guy behind PT Reviewer, who came into Kenya to do cardiac training. So we've had, through social media, I've had the chance to get a few people into Kenya. So Generation Hope was something we created, a group of therapists from the US, Amy Kaplan, Henry, and just a few like-minded people. So we educate children and take them to school, those who can't afford to kind of like pay, you know, education fees. So these are not just weekend classes, you know. We have classes over the weekend. So there's this notion that you retain probably 10% of what you had or what you got taught in a weekend class. Sometimes it's true, sometimes it's not. Depends on whether you're going to use it the next day in the clinic. So the therapists that come into such trainings, immediately they leave the clinic, it's an implementation process. So they keep calling you, how do I follow up on this? You know, I'm seeing this patient, I tried it out. I tried whatever we learned in the weekend course and it didn't work. So, you know, how do I go about it? You know, so then we follow up all the therapists who come in for training and kind of like help them to kind of grow through the process. So whoever is in this room who has some form of podcast, who makes noise like Adam does. So Adam, you're really famous in Kenya if you don't know. So Jack Chi, you're also famous in Kenya. Roger Carey is famous in Kenya. So and Gibson. Yes. I'd like you guys to, you know, just keep doing what you're doing. You know, the world is learning. We are learning something out of it. It doesn't go down the drains. You know, that's why I'm here. If it wasn't for you guys doing what you do, a room full of physical therapists who are like-minded and who care about their patients is very encouraging for me. It's very difficult to get people in Kenya to sit in a room like this, let alone an orthopedic surgeon. Oh my goodness. So, yeah. And this is what all of you guys here have inspired. So you should clap for yourselves. I mean, let's all clap for ourselves. I choose not to walk alone, so I'll walk with you guys. I ask you guys to walk with me. And thank you so much. Thank you so much in Swahili. And yeah, you're welcome to Kenya. And then I'll finish off with only love can build us a bridge of hope. And then grandma used to tell me, just be a good person. You know.
So I'll keep it together this time. Yeah, and I hope you can understand as to why I wanted to get Martin over to speak to you all. He's in the country for 2 weeks. I'm sending him on tour. it was a challenge to get him here. Some valid questions and some unfair hurdles. It's been a learning experience for us all. But he's on tour, and thank you to those of you in the audience that are hosting him. If anyone has any interest in taking him on that loop, especially if there was anyone that might help him with his accommodation and travel, then that would be massively appreciated. So if anyone feels, we can talk about it, and Martin will tell you his vague loop that he's doing over the next fortnight, and then we're going to finish at Physio UK for a day. If again we can persuade him to have a non-members ticket, because they're very expensive, unfortunately, the non-members tickets. So there's a few things we just need to tidy up, but generally speaking, we're trying to do a few pit stops and share his message in departments near you. And so hopefully we can provide that information later on.